we are again, less than a week from the last game. It is a Friday night. Unfortunately, a disastrous result as Kansas City has beaten the mighty ACFC by a score of 3-1. I am Johnson. I am joined by an illustrious panel of four amazing people. And for the first time ever, it is a inter, I'm a government teacher, I should know this, an inter supporter group, Crudo, because we are joined by none other than a member of Pandemonium who will introduce themselves now.
Hi, it's Chris Rosari, she, her. I'm from Pandemonium. I'm president of Pandemonium. I'm also one of the drummers. It's a pleasure to be here.
What's up? It's your girl, Tiff, aka La Latis. Pronouns she, her, and ella.
Hey, Celeste, she, her, ella.
And this is Jeremy, he, him, a new member of Fora Rosas.
So, as I mentioned in the intro, it's our second game in less than a week. We just played North Carolina to a victorious 2-1 score on Sunday. And now Friday, we play Kansas City. How do you see the team's preparation, the team's energy to start the match, and the overall first half?
The start of the match was quite exciting, with Claire Emsley notching another goal under her belt. With another assist from Alyssa. With Alyssa, it's so close. She's so close to getting there. She just needs to get she needs to get a goal in there, and then it's gonna really just kind of settle into her, and she's gonna get her confidence back. And it was a good momentum to start off with. But I was quite pleased with how they brought in the momentum from the game earlier this week. And we were all excited. We were excited. We had it. So we had it in the bag. And we were carrying them through as a supporting section in La Fortaleza.
Yeah, I mean, I got to shout out the Thompson siblings. You know, Alyssa she drew the free kick in the last match. She made the assist in the last match, and she made the assist in this match. So people are talking about, oh, she's not quite there yet. But she's contributing, right? And then to see Giselle out on the field and, you know, just really dynamic. So just wanted to shout them out. I feel like, you know, the first 15 minutes, we were absorbing a lot of pressure, and then something switched. And like the last 30 minutes, I was like, is Casey the top team on the table? I just felt like, what happened there? So like really good first half, like you said, you know, tale of two halves. But whatever happened there in that 30 minutes, we just got to unlock it, you know?
Yeah, that's a really good point, because Kansas City came out swinging. We absorbed it, and then we really took it to them the last 30 minutes of that first half. And kind of like you mentioned, Kansas City is the top of the table, the form team, and then they didn't look like much because we were absolutely unafraid. We were absolutely attacking. We were absolutely taking the game to them. And unfortunately, that was not the case. In the second half, we'll get to that part. Claire Emsley, the pride of Scotland, y'all. We've had this player for three seasons now. She's always been a fan favorite. She's never had this form before. Celeste, I'm coming to you. What do you attribute to her just absolute top shelf form and her scoring just this habit at this point? She just can't help to score. Excuse me. She just can't help but score for fun. What do you think?
I don't know what attributes to her form, but I know that, like you were saying, her play with Alyssa is absolutely incredible right now. They know each other well. They've been playing together for two seasons, so I think it's finally clicking for them. And I think Claire is just doing whatever she wants on the field, and it's a beauty to watch.
I love that. And you know, in this game, chemistry is absolutely everything. You can bring in the most amazing individual talent, and if they don't click with the rest of their 10 players, they're not going to get much. And so perhaps you're right. Second season with Alyssa as the facilitator, and Claire just absolutely taking advantage. Tiff, do you have any thoughts on this particular topic?
I didn't get to see the first half because I was capoing. I was bringing the sazon, you know? I was bringing the fire. I don't want to say the first half that I capoed was great, but the feedback that I was getting from the fans and from La Fortaleza was we were doing badass the first half. I did catch the second half, though.
So it sounds like you needed to capo the entire match, is what you're saying. Had you capoed the entire match, we would have won. You heard it here first from Tiff, a.k.a. La Lapis, signing off. No, just kidding. I hate to have thrown it to you when you're like, my back was literally to all of that, including that goal. But it really was, and it just goes to show it's a Friday night. So many folks decided to stay home. A lot of folks still came out, and we were still thunderous. We were still loud and brought that energy, brought that support, and really pumped them up. Second half, unfortunately, Vlatko, you know, that fool that couldn't do it with the U.S. Women's National Team, Freya, that fool who couldn't do it with our team, they made some adjustments. Tweed didn't really seem to make some adjustments. And they go on to score three goals. At the 70th minute, we see Claire come off for Messiah Bright. 80th minute, we see Giselle and Allie come on for Alyssa and Jasmine Spencer. How do y'all see Tweed's selection with the starting lineup as well as game management with the subs?
I think that they wanted to, like, we were at 1-1 when it was at the 78th minute when they made those changes. And I think that they wanted to be a little bit more defensive-minded. And, you know, they wanted to give Claire her rest. She did a fantastic job. But they wanted to bring in fresh legs. And obviously the debut, once again, the debut of Giselle after, like, that long injury. And so they wanted to bring in that freshness. However, we have to give it up to Casey. I was there at their home game, our away day, and my goodness, their midfield is suffocating. And Temwa Chiwenga, what a revelation. She is inevitable. And as we saw at the dying minutes, right? And so we have to give it up to them, like a lot of major respect for them. They also subbed in folks that have been injured for a very long time, Zabinia. Lola Bonta, and they were ready for they were ready and prepared, and they snuffed us out in the middle. And so our midfield is kind of lacking. They were not able. Yeah, it's kind of wishy-washy, right? And so we're definitely missing like a very strong response to what KC has.
I think that's really well said. This is a KC team that kind of stunk it up last season. And they were able to make some adjustments, bring in a few pieces, and holy moly, are they clicking. DiBernardo, Lola Bonta, Quinn, so many folks in the midfield. Obviously, Temwa Chiwenga, and just so many folks. And so, you know, part of it could just be Kansas City finally asserted themselves on the game. It could be that, you know, it could be the ACFC, so, you know, kind of let down, kind of switched off. Do you see this as really a Kansas City win and them asserting their talent, or the, you know, more of an Angel City loss and us just kind of letting down a gear and kind of losing focus, losing a bit of sharpness?
I think both. I think Kansas City is an incredible team. They're clicking. They have all the talent, just like Chris is saying. It's there, and they're clicking. They're in top form as a team. And then I think the second half of ACFC was the typical ACFC that we always see, right? Like, we are in a lead. For some reason, we come out with the same mentality instead of being more aggressive. I actually was pleased with our midfielders today. I thought Hammond did an excellent job. Rocky, Herr, and Fuller did a really good job, and I really like the look that they have together. I wish Rocky were to take the ball a little bit more and be more aggressive with it, and Capitana, like, dirigir el balón, you know? But I think they did really well. I do have to say, I think our defense is missing Nielsen still. Her speed, her aggressiveness is not there right now. Reed, I like her, but she's too slow, you know? So I think we need to get MA back as soon as possible. And we need to see what we do about who's helping out Sarah back there. Yeah.
I mean, just following up on what you said, I, I feel like Rocky Rodriguez this season can unlock our midfield. Like, it's going to take time, but there's something different there. Like, last season, I feel like teams would just cook us in the midfield. That's not happening as much, and then she can break through. I think Masaya Bright, Giselle, it's just going to take time. Like, Masaya had her chance with that header on the goal. She's going to get her chances. And the last thing where I feel like we switched off was those last two goals, at least the last goal, like, just clear it out sometimes. Don't try to dribble out of your own box. You know, sometimes you just got to just get it out of there to restart. But, you know, just be careful with those attacks in your box.
I think we've seen, like, glimmers of, like, greatness in all of, like, our newer players. And it's just a matter of, like, seasoning them like a cast iron skillet, you know? You know, it just they gotta put in that time and that sweat and blood and tears, I guess, for them to really start to, like, meld together. Man, I still have to, like, I feel like I always say, like, the refs. Oh my God, the refs. Like, but it's true. There were some really, really atrocious calls. Like, I'm just like, ah, come on. And, like, La Fortaleza will boo a ref. Like, we are not scared of booing a ref, you know? And there was some, like, major boos. So, yeah.
All the love and appreciation to Sydney LaRue, and I adore her. That being said, I haven't seen a whole lot from her the last couple games. Why isn't Masaya starting with Alyssa and Claire on either side? Am I wrong in thinking that is the unlock, like the just the absolute power front three that we need to see starting? And then perhaps LaRue comes on as a super sub. Chris, am I crazy?
No, I think Sid LaRue is a super sub. And then I think that she is one that really ignites that energy. I think that the endurance really isn't there. I know it's like a little bit of like age and experience. I'm not an ageist. I think, like, yeah, folks are definitely have like their strengths. But now, right now, I think that Masaya Bright deserves that opportunity, that chance to really, like, carry us through with that aggressiveness. I'm sorry, that assertiveness on the field, that dynamic play where she can invert to the midfield as well. And I think that we need that a lot more, a little more creativity.
Another frustrating loss. You know, if supporters had a table, we would be top of it. But that doesn't count for shit when it comes to the points. And so, you know, we're languishing in mid to lower table. I'm not really sure what's going to get us out of it. You know, there's been some criticism about Tweed. There's been some criticism about just finding the strongest 11. And I don't think we figured that out yet. I don't think any of the coaches have figured that out yet. And so not really sure what's going on. Any last thoughts on our form, on where we go from here, on any next steps?
We need to continue to play aggressive. Our team plays so well when we have an aggression. And I think the last 20 minutes of the game, they were just gassed out. Like, yeah, I didn't see it. They looked a little bit scrambled on the field. And I think Kansas City, they're sharks. They smelled the blood in the water and they went for it. They went for it. So, yeah, you know, we got a whole season ahead of us. And I think we can adjust to that. I hope she does. It feels like she just kind of, like, second half, she's just like, eh. But, yeah, I'm hopeful.
I think we need a new coach. I've been calling it since last season. No me convence. Becky Tweed, since last season, no me convence ahora. That's what I'm calling for. We need a new coach.
I thought you were such a hater last season, Celeste, because we had such good second half form, and you were like, I'm not convinced, and you have such a brilliant football mind, and I'm like, okay, like, I respect you, but, like, I kind of think you're wrong, and then I'm like, I kind of think Celeste's right. I'm not really sure. Like, I was so for taking the interim tag off of Tweed and making Tweed the full-time head coach. We're probably due for someone a little bit more proven and with a, you know, just a trusted track record and all the rest of it. So Just a frustrating one, but we're amazing. The stadium's amazing. These fans are amazing. The city's amazing. This weather's amazing. And so hopefully our women's soccer team can live up to that same standard and elevate themselves to also be amazing. So thanks, y'all. This has been another Crudo Volemos.
Shout out to the youth.
Creating liberated zones like we are in La Fortaleza. That's what it's about, right?
Free Palestine!